Blog Talk Radio.
The scriptures clearly teach is that we, as believers, should know history. God tells us in passages like Romans 15:4 and Isaiah 43. He tells us also in 1 Corinthians 10 and Hebrews 11 and Psalm 73 and 78 and so many other places. He says to recall the former days, to remember the former times. Throughout the scriptures, we see that when a people remembers their history, they behave differently than when they forget their history. We see that even recovering histories, in the case of Josiah and the temple, leads to a national revival. Or in the case of Esther and Mordecai, the use of history by the king one night kept Mordecai from being hanged on the gallows and thus preserved the nation. So history is huge. God is into it. But in America, we don't do a good job of knowing our own history, and we need to. The scripture says that his people perish for lack of knowledge. We've been taught in America for years that what we're about is economics. We formed this nation because of taxation without representation. We need to know our history better. Taxation without representation does appear in the Declaration of Independence, but it's only one out of 27 issues that appear there. There's also religious issues. There's moral issues. There's so many other things than what we just hear today on economics. We need to go back and see that we were founded in this nation. Four clauses of the Declaration say that they didn't want activist judges. Two clauses say they wanted to end slavery. We have clauses over preserving the right to have Bible societies and other religious exercises. So as Christians, we need to know our history. We don't need to just go with what we've been taught. We ought to go back and read the documents. It's one thing to be taught what the Bible says. It's another thing to read it. So I challenge you. Follow up on what God says in the Scriptures. Know our history. Recall the former days. Let's go back and look at some of the patriots we had that were such strong Christians that are leaders that we don't even hear about today. So I challenge you, do some research, go to websites, look at things that will tell you about your faith history as a Christian. It's important you know that so that you know how to behave today.
Welcome, listeners, to City on a Hill radio show. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, we'd like for you to invite your friends and family throughout the country and really throughout the world to come and join us so that they can learn with us. God is so good that he says, you know, he will give us wisdom, and he gives it to us really, you know, liberally, greatly. So today we're going to ask him for wisdom, and I'm going to start off the show, and I believe Pastor C.L. Bryant is with us. Sir, can you hear me?
This is Dr. Alveda King with you.
Hi, Dr. King. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. We are so excited to have you on, and I think we've got your good friend C.L. Bryant on also, but he may not be able to hear me. Hopefully the rest can, but we're going to start us off in prayer. We always love to do that. So I'm going to give it to Miss Barbara. Can you hear me? If you don't mind, would you start us off in prayer?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you so much, Diana. God is so good. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Father, for this time that you have given us. And we're grateful, oh God, for our very special guest today on our show. We ask your blessing. We ask, Father, your presence with us and that you would lead and guide our conversations and that you would be honored and glorified. We love you so much. Father, we ask also, Lord, that you meet the needs of those who are listening today. And, Father, for all those that are going to listen to the podcast when it's posted, that you would be very present in every life, Father, protecting, providing, for each one, as you so desire to do, oh God. We love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And, yes, amen. We are so excited about today's show, but I'm going to go ahead and, I guess, kind of set it off to start that we are so grateful for Dr. King and the others and their work towards, you know, the pro-life movement. But, you know, it's so sad that even those that are born that do make it and are not aborted, there is now a new form of really, I call it murder in the mind of a child with what we call the Common Core Standards that, unfortunately, 48 states have already signed on to. And I'm going to quote something to kind of help set off what is going on. Kevin Jennings, who was appointed and was part of the Obama administration, he has his sights on this. It is like the key to turn this nation around, to really accomplish his dream and lead these young people away from God. And one of the quotes that he has said is, right now they're really focused on the academic standards. This one is much newer. That is his dream. We have to build an understanding of the concept first. We're not first up to bat, and I'm not troubled by that. The Common Core movement is right to start on the things where there's already widespread agreement. We're way down the road. So I'm setting the stage because I think a lot of you already know who he is and what his plans are, and this is where we're at. Common Core standards is going to really, I guess, put a lot of things on steroids. We already have a lot of teens having an awful lot of abortions. But I believe in the future this is going to even make things worse as far as that, among other things. And to start off, Dr. King, I know that your heart has been broken by what you're seeing with the young people in America. Could you give us your perspective?
Well, honest to goodness, listeners, my heart has been broken by so many things recently, but I may be heartbroken, but I'm cast down and not defeated. You know, things come against you, but you stand and you keep moving forward. But the young people, I keep receiving so many stories and direct testimonies, people that I know myself. And one of the most amazing and astounding situations right now, and I'm already getting letters from the Girl Scouts, so please, listeners, pay attention to what I'm about to say. Now, Planned Parenthood is the founded by Margaret Sanger, and they are the greatest number of abortion providers in America. Girl Scout of America has been passing out flyers or brochures called Hot, Healthy, and Happy, and that originates somewhere between the Girl Scouts and Planned Parenthood working collaboratively. And so you all can kind of Google that relationship between Planned Parenthood and the Girl Scouts. So now the little Girl Scouts are being advised by Planned Parenthood. That's very disturbing to me. So why do little girls need to learn how to be hot, healthy, and happy? Why do elementary schools now, middle schools, and high schools pass out condoms? Why? There's no need for this. The children are just not hearing truth. They're not being guided. You know, the Bible, train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and when the child is mature, the child won't depart from that. That is something that is still true today. Also, children are dropping out of school at astronomical rates. It's just so disturbing. And rather than them being guided in the family, going to school and really learning those things that are going to help them to have a healthy quality of life, they're getting all of this other information that is not helping them. The music, the clothes, it goes on and on. Christmas is right around the corner, celebrating the life and birth, life, death, and even resurrection. You can remember all of that when you celebrate Christmas. You'll remember what Jesus has really done for us. But the little kids are pouting now. Can I have, I don't even know how to name all the technology things that they want now. But it's more about what am I going to get, not remembering the love and the nurturing that is available not only at Christmas time but all year round. I can go on and on, but let me just take a breath and let someone else talk.
Well, we've got your friend here, Mr. C.L. Bryant. And, Mr. Bryant, I looked a little bit about the trailer of the film that's coming out, and really you have something new that you're trying to do. Okay, I may have to get off the air and let Ms. Barbara Moore take over and try to get a hold of Mr. C.L. Bryant. But I'm going to go ahead and let a friend of ours, Kaylin Jones with a Tea Party, who is also trying to raise a child in this culture. And Kaylin, do you have a question for Dr. King or comment?
I just wanted to say that I really admire your story. I really admire you as a person. When I read about your testimony and read about the things you went through, I went through similar things myself, and I can identify with you that it is hard being African-American and conservative at the same time. You lose a lot of people, a lot of family and friends, and it really takes a large amount of faith to be able to step out and identify yourself as conservative, because even my father, he doesn't have a problem with it. You know, it startled him at first, you know. And what's great about it is that he'll listen to what I have to say, and he admires what I do, you know. But there are others who, you know, will pass judgment and, you know, and give you the riot act, of course, you know, when you're trying to explain something intelligently to them. Because we were just raised to be, you know, liberal. So I just like to say that, like I said, I admire your stance, and I know it takes a lot of courage. That's about I identify with you when it comes to Christmas, because I do have a 7-year-old, and it is hard teaching him the true meaning of Christmas when all he sees on television or all he hears about at school is, you know, he goes to a private school, and still, you know, the materialism involved with Christmas really robs children of the true meaning of Christmas.
Thank you, Kayla.
Yes.
Diana, are you
Dawn,
back?
I think you're on. I am. Dawn, are you on with us?
I am.
Okay, Dawn Wildman, Dr. King, is with the Tea Party Patriots. She is a national coordinator, and she is so gracious to give us of her time. But you too, Dawn, are very concerned. We're so grateful for the Tea Party movement, for what they are really trying to take a stand on. But one of the things that really has hurt you, your heart very much, is seeing what's happening in California with the children.
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to say ditto to Dr. King about what Kaylin just said. You know, truly your testimony and what has happened to you in your life, I think, is a shining example for anybody that, you know, moving forward and always putting your foot one step ahead is what life's all about. And you have the ability to reach out to people in a way, because of your life, that maybe others can't. You have had experiences that other young women have had. And so it's, I think, much easier for you to relate that to them and to this generation coming up. But California has just been so stricken by this really far, far progressive left agenda. The latest thing we've managed to see happen in our state was a piece of legislation that was passed to change our history books to add in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender contributions in history. And we heard from Mr. David Barton yesterday what that actually is going to look like, where they're really rewriting history and doing it erroneously. And so we're fighting that here constantly. We're fighting to get back any sense of morality in the school. Instead, what we have to keep fighting is another piece of legislation was passed to allow girls 12 and older to seek medical attention without parental permission. I mean, what is that? I don't understand. The biggest thing to me that I don't understand is how parents so easily allow the coming up of their children being raised, the information that is brought to their children's minds, so easily allow that to happen in such a way that I think if they really understood what was happening, they would be horrified. And yet, even some that do know are not fighting for, you know, their children and what it's going to look like and what their children are going to look like when they get older. So
can you listen to this? Okay, you take your child, they pass a law, your child can go to the doctor without your permission. Your child is on your medical insurance. So you can't know what's going on. It's your insurance. You're providing it. Now, if something, God forbid, is wrong and happens to the child, like she gets that human papilloma virus and has a reaction and dies, or the adverse reaction to birth control pills because they can cause strokes and heart attacks, something may happen to the young man. He may have an adverse reaction to something, and they don't survive. Who's going to have to pay for the funeral? Does anybody think about that?
Well, no. And what is the cost to the family at large to allow this, basically, the government takeover of our children?
It strips like parents of all authority, but keeps
like
the responsibility
the
on them.
That's it. We're like frogs in a pot of cold water. And the water keeps getting turned up. The fire keeps turning up. But we get real comfortable in it, and it starts to boil, and then it's too late. You can't hop out. So I really commend you for this blog radio talk show, because at least it goes into the airwaves. Satan has been called the prince of the power of the air. That's in the Bible. But when Jesus hung on that cross and shed that blood that cannot die into the earth, that is still active now, that's still redeeming now, it can't lose its power. When he said it is finished, then that empowered us to even stand against the prince of the power of the air. So we've got to occupy these airways. And I'm begging the listeners now. You may say, well, I'm not into technology. What's blog talk radio? What's a tweet? What's a Facebook? All that's of the devil. I don't believe in that. But we have to occupy. We have to get out here and use these airways ourselves, because we already know the mainstream media generally. I'm not going to try to take over the interview, but I do want to point this out. There's a new bill introduced in Congress by Congressman Trent Franks, and it's called PRENDA, Prenatal Anti-Discrimination Act. So that means that a woman who's pregnant can't decide to abort the baby because the baby is a certain color, a skin color, nor sex selection. So my girlfriend, Daygar, an African-American woman, because black babies and, like, the women in China, sex selection babies, all that is happening. Day was at the press conference. She spoke on behalf of African-American women. The media acted like she wasn't even there.
Well, Dr. King, you're so right. With this Common Core standards that already 48 states have signed on, just California and Texas has not signed on, when you follow the money, you see that really this started off with a Bill Gates, but of course the Obama administration, with the power that they wield, you know, it's like a done deal, with the states needing money desperately, that they're selling the souls of the children, and yet you don't hear it in the news. And we see about New York City parents now getting upset about the sex ed that they're teaching to the 10-year-olds in New York. So if you see New Yorkers get upset about their parents, this is a uniting issue. Every parent, once they find out, gets so upset, but the mainstream media doesn't want anybody to know.
Well, I know the New York situation. I was in New York with that movement, and when the people came to the meeting and they started sharing all this information, everybody says, that's what they're trying to teach my children. And the man said, they're not trying to. This curriculum is here. And out in California you have it, various types of it you have across the country. I'm on the advisory board of the National Curriculum for Bible in Public Schools, Elizabeth Ridenour. And there's over 1,000 schools that have adopted this Bible curriculum. You can take it as an elective in high school. But we don't have enough counter material. Now, what they fight against is the word abstinence. So they're saying, well, nobody's going to be abstinent and it doesn't work. Well, there were several reports that show that abstinence does work. They cite only one report where abstinence didn't work, but it wasn't properly implemented. But when I say they, now let's be very clear. There are some forces in America. It has nothing to do with skin color. That's called playing the race card. But there are people of every skin color, every ethnic group, who believe that family, marriage should be between one man and one woman, that people should wait until they get married to have sex, that we don't need to abort our children, that we don't need domestic violence, that we need to protect the innocents from conception until natural death. That has nothing to do with skin color. That's not a race discussion. It should not be a political discussion, because it should, whatever party you're in, you really should believe those values. But then there's another group of people who believe, let's do whatever you want to, have sex with anybody you want to or anything you want to, disregard God's plan for marriage and family, life is not important, so you can abort babies and kill elderly people and sick people. Now, it sounds like I'm making this up, but I'm really not, and everybody on this blog talk show can tell you that I'm telling the truth. We just need to get out and inform and educate ourselves, and as was just stated, parents, I'm a grandparent now. I am a parent. My children are adults. I'm a grandparent now, And I have to fight for this. We all must fight for this. We have to.
Yes, we want to join you. What do you recommend, Dr. King, to those that are fighting this issue on how to get it spread around?
As I just said, unfortunately, now this is the truth too. I look at a little bit of television, not a lot, because I read my Bible, I pray, I read, I study, I write, I go out and I speak, but sometimes I look at television. So I had on the Sci-Fi channel, because I do have cable here at the house, so there was a commercial. This is the truth. So here's a little girl passing out her gifts to her family, and it was about this show called True Blood. It's a vampire show. So the grandmother, this pretty little sweet granny with white hair and precious wrinkled skin, and she's sitting there with her shawl draped around. So the daughter's passing out the video. So the grandmother said, well, what's this, honey? She says, oh, it's just a thing about sex-crazed vampires and fairies and this and that. And so the grandmother just looks at her like, what are you saying? So if we, grannies, little grannies, learn how to work your computer just a little bit, little grandfathers, learn how to do a little bit on the computer, because if we're not out here occupying these airways, Blog Talk Radio is essential, because the mainstream media is not going to give this out. So let's tweet the Bible. Let's tweet Bible verses. Let's talk about truth. Let's uphold, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's look over in the book of Galatians. Have I become your enemy? Because I'm telling you the truth. We must use what is available to us. We must go to church during the week on Sundays. We must gather with our Christian friends, of course. But there are people out here, especially young people, hungry, hungry, hungry for the truth. They may not come to our churches. They may be turning on all of this other stuff. So let's get some information out here. Let's write. Let's talk. Let's not give up hope. Let's not be discouraged. We can still write letters, too. Don't forget the age-old tradition of giving out Christmas cards. And do not buy a Christmas card that says Xmas. That means cut out Christ. Don't say Merry Xmas. No Christ. When you're in the store, you say to the people who are ringing up your purchases, Merry Christmas, because they're going to say Happy Holidays. And you say Merry Christmas.
And, too, Dr. King, this time of the year, we can really say something with our pocketbook. You know, we're going to, unfortunately, whether we, you know, have a little bit of money or not, our money is going to support somebody. And I think that's one of the things we really have to be careful who we're giving our money to. Are they supportive or of godly issues or very, you know, anti-God? And that's what I'm trying to do at home with where I shop. But, Ms. Barbara, we had to let you have a word with Dr. King if you'd like to say something.
Oh, thank you so much, Diana. I want to express my appreciation for Dr. King and not only that her commitment to the gospel of life, of eternal life in Christ Jesus, but the protection of the innocent, the unborn. And God bless you. God love you. And Dr. King, I got tickled when you said you didn't want to take over the interview. I have news for you. You are the interview. You say anything you want to say at any time you want to say it. God bless you. When you were talking about the age-old tradition of Christmas cards, and the Lord has really been putting that into my heart and life the past couple of years, how this is just such a time that people, during this time, people will accept maybe what they ordinarily would not accept. And so it's also a good time not only for the Christmas cards, which keep Christ in the Christmas card, but also the little gospel tracts that you can purchase in Christian bookstores with the Christmas message, the good news of Christmas. And what I do is in the parking lot, just as I go about my life, and whether it's the grocery store or the department store, whatever, Christmas shopping, I'll have them ready, and just as people are coming out of the store or into the store or whatever, and say, did you get one of these? and hand them a gospel tract with the message of Christ regarding Christmas. So that's an idea I hope that will help people. And then also, Dr. King, I just appreciate you very much.
I appreciate this, and I know we didn't say that, but you started the program with prayer. We have to pray without ceasing. And I appreciate what you represent together in your prayer ministry, in your information ministry. And, you know, I say to people all the time, we remember Christ 365 days of the year, hopefully 24/7. But there, as you just said, people are a little more receptive, a lot more receptive at Christmas. So this is our time to shine even more. We shine all the time, I pray. But let's uphold this. Let's not be intimidated. Let's not be pushed back. And I was saying to some people the other day, if people are lost in sin or burdened and in darkness, that's not the time for us to draw back and say, oh, well, we can't associate with them because they don't know Jesus. Well, that's our job. If they don't know Jesus, it's our job.
That's right.
So we have, Jesus did that. He said, I didn't come to the well. I came to see the sick. So we let's not forget where we may have been, and let's share with them because they need the Lord just like everybody does. We need more of the Lord. I do anyway.
That's right.
We do too. Well, I certainly do. Well, Dr. King, we thank you for being on, and we hope you can join us again because we would love to have you on because you're like an Esther. I mean, really, when you speak, they do listen. It makes a difference. It is freeing so many, and I just agree. It is the love of Christ that makes us whole, helps us to be the best we can be instead of being dependent and really holding back, you know, the best that is in us that God has gifted us. So I thank God for you. And I love your, I looked at your website, and I love watching your speech, or really reading your speech of 11-11-11, and I just recommend that for people to please go to your website. But if you don't mind, we would love to join with you in praying for this nation, really the world, because that they may come to love and know the Christ that you know, if you don't mind.
Well, As we do this, Lord, for those who are listening and for those of us who will share with others who didn't hear it but we're able to tell about it, for my dear prayer partners on this radio show, this is a season, Lord. Not only is this the day that you've made, we rejoice and are glad in it, but this season in all of our lives. And, Lord, let us learn how to continue to humble ourselves and to be so grateful to talk about your goodness, because it's your goodness by the power of your Holy Spirit that draws all people to repentance. And so, Lord, as bad as things are, and things can be pretty bad, where sin abounds, grace abounds that much more. And so with knowing that and loving you, Lord, we commit, even as we pray together and in this little time of talking, to lift up Jesus. And it could be a small thing or a big thing that we can do for someone along this season, but enable us and empower us to do it. And let us all know that we've already received the greatest gift that there can be, the shared blood of Jesus, salvation, the love of our Heavenly Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to discuss and share these things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Dr. King, what is the name of the website? Is it Priest for Life that you want people to go to?
P-R-I-E-S-T-S, priest with an S, priestforlife.org. And my own ministry is kingforamerica.com.
And may I just say, all the things that you all are doing through King for America are just phenomenal. There isn't anything I think that you all haven't covered in this. It is extraordinary. It really is. Your work is, I think, even more far-reaching than people even understand. You are just doing, and your whole organization is just doing such a marvelous job.
Well, thank you. Well, and listen, if you want to get me back on your radio show,
yes,
contact Eugene, my assistant, and he's Eugene, the priest with an S, priestforlife.org, and he's a wonderful assistant. And God bless
you. Well,
thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for being on City on a Hill radio show. Thank you, Dr. King. Talk to you later. God bless you. Ms. Barbara, I'm going to turn the show over to you, and I'm going to try to get a hold of our other guest, Dr. Bryant, Ms. Reverend Bryant. So if you don't mind, I'll let you take over.
Okay. Thank you, Diana. As we were talking, I was thinking about the contrast and what's happening in our world and what Dr. King shared about Planned Parenthood in getting into the Girl Scouts organization and teaching them the philosophy of Planned Parenthood and so forth, and how egregious this is. And but what a contrast. Just this morning, as a grandmother, I was over at my granddaughter's school, which is a private school, and I was sharing the book Heaven is for Real for Kids, and seeing those little faces and those bright eyes and how receptive they were to every truth that was read from the book about the Lord and about heaven. And it was just so beautiful, and how I desire that for every child. And I know, Kaylin and Don, you would feel the same, that you feel the same way. Have y'all, either one of you, read that book, Heaven is for Real?
No, I don't think so, but it sounds fantastic.
How about
you,
Kaylin?
Actually, I haven't read it. I haven't read it, Ms. Barbara. I'll have to look that one up.
Oh, you got to. Hey, it's a story of this little boy. When he was almost four, and he got very sick. He was taken to the hospital by his parents, and he closed his eyes, and when he woke up, he was with Jesus, and he just tells about it. And then, so there is a book about that, and his father is a pastor, and they're just precious people. He's 12 years old now, but then just this season, they came out with the book for children, Heaven is for Real, and you're going to like it, it says, as told by this little boy, Colton. So it's precious. And it's a wonderful witnessing tool also.
Yes. I think actually someone told me, I think now that you said something about the story, it sounds familiar. Is it about a child who was sick and then he saw Jesus, like you said, and he told his friend about it, and him and his friend would sit and talk about it? I believe it was something similar to that. Maybe it's a similar story.
Well, that sounds like it might be, but it's very, very inspiring, and it just for adults and children, and it's just so real and so beautiful the way this little fella describes it and what all he sees and experiences before God answers his daddy's prayer and sends him back. Oh, it's precious. Well, I think that we have a few minutes here, perhaps. And
okay.
Don, would you like to share something about our conversation with Dr. King?
You know, it's just incredible, I think, the level of guests that you all get on this show. I mean, these are people who, I'm going to sound like the ultimate groupie here for a minute, but these are people.
Go ahead. Me too.
These are people in my life who I've followed, I've watched, I've looked at their websites. These are people in my life who I think are the ultimate heroes in everything. It was Dr. King's uncle who said, you know, talked about the character of a man. And we fall back and forget that sometimes, that the people that are doing the right thing when nobody is watching, those are the heroes to me. The people who consistently do the right thing and go out in every bit of their life, every bit of their testimony is the testament to who they are. And from Judge Moore to Dr. King, yeah, David Barton, Reverend Peterson, all these. I don't know about you, Kaylin, how you feel about being able to speak with these people on a show, but I am always just completely you know, I feel like one of those kids that got into the dance without paying a ticket, and one day they're going to figure out I didn't pay the ticket or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really do pinch myself because I can't believe that, you know, I'm just an average person. I am, you know, exactly as people hear me on the radio, that is who I am. You know, I'm a sister, a mother, a daughter. I'm a taxpayer, a citizen. I'm a child of God. So when I get to interact with people that are making such a huge difference every single day, regardless of whether or not anybody's aware of it happening, they're still doing it. You yeah. know, it like Sister Mary out there. I mean, these are people yeah. who are doing the right thing every single day to help folks in the way that it's supposed to be done. Not one of them asks for government funding or government. They thrive in what they do. They thrive in everything that they're doing to help their fellow man. And
Don, you mentioned Sister Mary. Did you know her husband's name is Joseph? And he's out there on the firing line also.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if that wasn't, yeah. you know, a calling, I don't think there would ever be one. So it's just incredible to me to be able to hear these people and be able to comment with them and basically just to be able to say thank you, because those yeah. are the people that I go to when I think, you know, how do we do this? And not yeah. one of – here's the thing that is so impressive to me. Not one of them is depressed or says, I'm throwing my hands in the air and I'm giving up. Every single one of them has a message of hope and, you know, constancy, and they keep going no matter what. That does more for my day, and I hope it does for the people that listen, that no matter what, you keep putting your foot, one foot in front of the other, and keep going on. I mean, that if that's the only thing people get from any of these folks, then thank God for that.
Yeah. How about you, Kaylin?
Yeah, I was going to say that it is, especially if you have a, you know, I recently wrote in my blog not so long ago about the difference in ideas in our country right now, because you hear a lot of people say, they use the term ideologue in a negative light, like, oh, you're just ideological and you refuse to compromise, therefore, you know, you're not fair-minded. You know, they use these types of terms, but I was always taught that the devil asks you to compromise your ideas or beliefs or the moral fiber that holds your being together spiritually. For example, you know, I try to explain to everyone I come across that the unemployment number in America is directly tied into a sin problem we have in the moral fabric of our country. There's a problem when you can see half-naked people on daytime television.
Yeah.
And for children to sit in front of a television and see that, that's a problem. And for us to have Common Core standards thrust upon children in classrooms and adults do nothing, that's a problem, because it starts out with the education being taken out of the hand of the parents, put into the hand of the state. Therefore, the country teaches your children what they think is best versus what the parents think is best. And I think it's a problem when the people in charge who are lent power, because we are a republic, the power that they have, we lend to them and we trust the people who are in power with the responsibility of voting the will of the people. But what's actually happening is the people in power are beginning to tell the people who vote them in, hey, you know, you don't know what's best for you. I know what's best for you and your family. And that's just, you know, that all is tied together to that 9%, that still 9%. I know they reported it's 8%, but it was also reported that most people stopped looking for work, so they lost hope now, and they stopped looking. So it's still over 9%. The employment rate's well over 9%. I know here in Alabama it's well over the amount. Actually, it's above the national average. But
yeah.
That goes to show you that, you know, the actual numbers that we're looking at and the things that are going on are directly tied into a spiritual problem in the country.
I totally
yes,
agree
indeed.
With you, Kaylin. And if I can just say this real quick,
yes.
that first of all, I saw the same commercial that Dr. King did about some vampire show. I was absolutely stunned. And I don't watch a lot of, you know, regular TV. I end up watching shows about fishing and documentaries and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And sci-fi, like Dr. King. So I saw the same commercial. I could not believe that a commercial could be so offensive, talking about, you know, a video that's about, you know, a town having orgies and lesbian relationships. And, you know, I have said to my friends over and over again, do you remember the good old days when you could turn on things like Little House on the Prairie, or there was a Disney movie on? Every Sunday growing up, I remember there was a Disney time when they had Disney movies on. And that's what, because we had a very strict TV viewing. My parents were very strict about what we could watch. And, you know, we watched that. We watched Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. You know, that's what we got to watch. I cannot believe the things that people will park their child in front of and think that's okay. This is completely the molestation of a mind of children. And not just our
exactly.
really young kid, but our teenagers, our college-age kids.
That's right.
Yes, and I agree with that, Dawn. I could not get a hold of our other guest, but we will have him on another time, and that's going to be so exciting because they've got a movie coming out, Runaway Slave, in January. So we'll have to have him come on. But what you were talking about, Dawn, is, too, when you look at what's in the TV right now for Christmas, I was trying to find some good, wholehearted, you know, Christmas things to let kids watch. You know, you can't find it. The Christmas shows that they're now putting is some kind of warped Christmas story on some of the ones that I remember, you know, watching. It's not the usual Christmas story. And I think it's that molding of the mind. They are molding our children's minds.
I was reading somewhere on the internet where somebody did a big sort of an expose about the new Muppet movie, because I have a nephew who's like 9. And so I'm going to go out and see him in North Carolina at Christmas. And I thought, oh, this would be really kind of a fun family thing to take him to. Well, it's got a huge left progressive slant to it. And I'm thinking, it's the Muppets, for goodness sake. How can you corrupt? You're so busy trying to corrupt every instance of every person subliminally that even the most precious things like a Muppet movie are being perverted. It's so insulting that there's this push to get further and further away. The flip side, though, I think, which is the good part of all this, is that it's really making people who are tired of this and really just as insulted and disgusted as we all are, get out there and start making movies. You know, the Left Behind series of movies that were done. There are several new Christian movies that have come out. Like, I don't know if you guys saw Fireproof. That
I forget
what the actor's name was.
That was
such an inspirational story, and was such a good movie. And you know, I'm thinking this is great. Other people are coming out with a Christian message, with a message about morality, with a message about family and commitment to family and what that means. Because frankly, you know it, Kaylin knows it, we all know it. Without a commitment to personal responsibility in your family, the rest of this goes wrong.
Well, yeah. The children's thinking is being rewritten, manipulated in such a big way. And I just looked at one of the Toys for Tots, you know. They do good things for children. And I saw on Walgreens a flyer for kids' toys. You know, on the back of it says, you know, as seen on the Ellen DeGeneres show, Toys for Tots, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, why couldn't they have picked out something like, you know, the Salvation Army or some other thing besides branding it with Ellen DeGeneres show as if they are the good, kind people, you know. And again, I guess it's like rewriting the textbooks in California. If you start upholding these as the, you know, the pillars of society, wow, what, you know, that's what we want
the most. But here's what changes, too, and I'm sorry to interrupt, because I think this is a message. here's what changes when all of us get a hold of this idea and say, wait a minute, so much of what we see, read, watch TV, hear in music has been so far perverted from what any of us consider appropriate for ourselves, our families. But here's what changes, I think, that people may not be aware of, and hopefully now they will be, in their own head. Once they come to this idea that, oh my goodness, this stuff is really horrifying and far-reaching, it makes you make choices that you're not even aware why you make the choices, but you're doing it in the good direction. And here's, for instance, what happened to me. I went out to South Carolina to watch one of my eldest nephew graduate from Army boot camp. And we're in South Carolina, and we're looking for a place to eat, a good barbecue joint. And we run across the name of, you know, some place that's supposed to be really great. Well, I Googled the name of the place to find out where it was, and up popped all this information about the person that owned this restaurant, which was actually pretty racist stuff. And, you know, this person wasn't exactly the kind of man that I want to sit down and break bread with, let alone support him financially. So I said, you know, we can't go there. We're going to have to find some other place. And, you know, it was really funny to have somebody ask you, well, you know, we're just going to go get a meal. Who's going to know you're there? Here's the thing. I know I'm there. I don't care if anybody else ever knows. But the fact that I know, yeah. I am now informed, I have the information, I'm making that choice. And I think that's what we all do without even realizing it, hopefully.
Well, it's like Dr. King said, you know, the X, you know, instead of Christ and Christmas. You know, and a lot of people don't pay attention to it because it doesn't register, but hopefully that this Christmas we will really start to dig down deep and look at everything from what we buy to what we watch, what our children, grandchildren watches, and try to make a stand, because really it is up to us. And I'm so glad about what she said. You know, people need to be listening to Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, mainstream media is not putting all this important information out there, but God is making a way, and I'm so grateful for her, you know, promoting the other media. And so hopefully she'll be on again with us, you know, next month or the month after. I'm really excited about this opportunity. But and
Diana,
as always, go ahead,
Diana,
Ms. Barbara.
I think she really enjoyed being with all of us. I really do. She seemed to, and what a beautiful lady she is. I'm just so thrilled. Yeah. And you missed it because you were trying to get in touch with our other guest, but Don was sharing how we're just amazed. She's amazed, and I agree with her, with the people that God brings into our lives to share on the radio show.
Well,
and,
Ms. Barbara, I hate to interrupt you, Ms. Barbara, but here's another one I just saw.
Oh, my goodness.
I think this is Reverend C.L. Bryant. Hi, Pastor Bryant. Is that you?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, we are fine. I am so sorry I could not get a hold of you, and I did not get you that number like I should have. But I'm so glad you're on. We'll go over late, and, of course, we'll have to have you back on. But we had an earlier conversation with Dr. King. And
yeah.
We were really excited about, you know, what she wants us to be thinking about. And, you know, she says, you know, we really need to be going beyond. And these blog talk radio, you know, we really need to be listening. So I'm really thankful for that. But for people that have not heard of you, would you mind telling us a little bit and what you're so excited about in the future?
Well, on the 13th of January, we will have the premiere of the Runaway Slave movie in theaters across the country. The main premiere will be in Washington, D.C. Of course, there will be other cities. Invite all of you people to go to runawayslavemovie.com, runawayslavemovie.com. And, of course, there are many other things that I am involved with, but that is the main thing that is jumping off here within the next few weeks.
Well, I'm excited when I went to your website and saw the trailer because Don, you're going to be, I don't know if you've had a chance, I don't think I've spoken about him to you yet, but we're going to need to give you that website that I watched that trailer on, because you're going to be so excited with what Pastor Bryant is doing. I think he's had enough. He's calling it enough. It's enough. And he wants people freed. And so Reverend Bryant, Don Wildman is a national coordinator for Tea Party Patriots. So, Don, I'm sure you're going to pass around that movie information.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm very familiar with Pastor Bryant because he's been basically with us from the beginning, and so I'm very familiar of his work. And just like Dr. King, he's another one of those people, if you want something done, give it to the busiest person to do, because he's got to be one of the busiest people out there.
Indeed. And we're on our way Tuesday to confront Attorney General Eric Holder in Austin, Texas. He'll be there with the NAACP trying to push through the idea that undocumented aliens should be able to vote. This is something that we cannot tolerate. This is something that we cannot stand. And truly, I'd like to tell all of you that if we fail in defeating this administration, there is serious consequences that will be standing at the door in 2013. Our country is on the brink of civil war, and I want to let us all know that we will implode on each other if we do not change course.
Well, Pastor Bryant, what was it that woke you up? I read a little bit, but not enough. Can you share a little bit of that, what woke you up and changed you?
Certainly. I have always been, and most people, whether they know it or not, at their core are pro-life. They would have to be. Otherwise, they would not enjoy breathing air themselves. I was president of the NAACP in Garland, Texas, 23 years ago. I was elected. And I was asked about a year and a half into my tenure to speak at a pro-choice rally. I declined that invitation with the national director, Benjamin Hooks, and I noticed that my agenda was, of course, being ignored, and I told my wife that I realized that they didn't just want to control the agenda, they wanted to control me. And I began to reevaluate when we resigned and left Dallas County and headed for Tampa, Florida. I was driving down the street. I was a mortgage originator looking for a client, and flipping through the AM channels, I came across a fellow by the name of Rush. And all of that, of course, in a nutshell, my epiphany began by accident, and I don't believe in accidents, but somehow I ran across this fellow the time Bill Clinton was running for president, was about to run for president, and this fellow, Rush, was saying things about him that was alien and foreign to my ears. And the more I listened, though, the more I could see that even though he was an entertainer, he was right on with the way he was presenting his case. And for about 20 years, 19 years, I have been on this trail of conservatism and trying to wake others up as a free man, letting them know that they can be free as well, thus the Runaway Slave movie.
Well, thank you, sir. And, Kalen, do you have a question for him or a comment? Kalen Jones is with a Tea Party in Alabama. Pastor Bryant.
Hi, I was just saying that I saw the preview of the movie, and I'm really excited. I can't wait to see the finished product. And I understand the idea, and I understand what it's like when you have to, because I'm probably the only conservative in my family, I think. So I have to, it's difficult when you're, really, I look at it as ministering to the black community about politics and how we're brought up and what we may believe and the truth behind, you know, what's really going on versus what we were taught. And
right.
I just like to say I'm excited. And your movie is going to help a whole lot.
We pray, Kellen, that it will change the entire dialogue of this. As you know, I'm a fellow with Freedom Works in Washington, D.C., and my good friend, T. Party there in Wetumpka, Alabama, is going to try and get something premiered there in your state. Try to host one of them. We're going to be working with her on that here within the next few days. And so I'm sure she's going to enlighten the rest of you as to what's going on. I understand how it is to be black and conservative, but the fact of the matter is, black folks have always been conservative. Somehow we've lost our way and, of course, bought into the idea that we must be Democrats. In the South, many, and of course across the country, many feel as though there's nothing else but to be a Democrat. But our values on Sunday morning, anti-abortion, anti-gay unions, our very core and our religion, our faith on Sundays do not translate to the voting booths on voting Tuesdays and Saturdays. And so this is something that hopefully we can change.
Mm. Yeah. Can I say something just for a second? Because
Please do. Go ahead.
I was able to have a really extraordinary conversation with several of our organizers here in California, and one was Ermias, who's from the South Central LA Tea Party. I don't know, Pastor Brian, if you realize that now we actually have a South Central Los Angeles Tea Party.
That's amazing.
It's headed up by Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson and Ermias. And
he's in the movie.
Great.
He's in the movie. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Let me invite all of you to do this so that you'll know just how huge this is. Go to runawayslavemovie.com, and you'll see a lineup of various little squares. And one of those little squares is the marquee poster. Click on the one in the marquee poster. You'll be able to see the various people that's in it. We have Glenn Beck. We have Dr. Thomas Sowell, Jesse Lee Peterson, Dr. Alveda King, Star Parker. We have a who's who in this film. And so most people are not aware of what we're the magnitude that we're talking about as far as Runaway Slave is concerned. This is just not movie you'll see on the internet. This will be a full featured film that features some really heavyweight people in it.
Oh, that is so encouraging. And as I was talking to Ermias, I also had one of our organizers from the southern part of my county. I'm in San Diego, so I'm in the southern part of our state. And she's a Latina, and she's trying to get the Latino community around here to really come to the notion, actually to the realization that they are all very conservative. And as I was talking about these people, I said, it's really extraordinary to me that both of you have cultures and come from cultures that every day in your life, how you deal with your family, everything that has your family has taught you and brought you to is based on conservative values and principles. And yet you've been sort of brainwashed to believe that politically you're Democrats. And it's
Absolutely.
Just extraordinary that you have two of the most conservative cultures that haven't come to that sort of political realization that you are actually voting in the people that are harming you the most.
Are you familiar with Mason Weaver?
Oh, I love Mason. He's my favorite guy
Mason's
here
in
San Diego.
Mason's in the movie.
Oh, good.
Good. Yeah, Mason's in the movie, and Mason has a pretty big role in the film. And so this is our job now is, of course, we know that the first trailer went viral on the Internet. But the whole idea is a lot of people, when they hear about a film that has a trailer on the Internet, they're thinking it's an Internet movie. No, this is a full featured film that will be in theaters across the country.
Wow. Well, we're excited, Pastor Brian, and we've got a friend of yours that's on with us, Becky. You want to go ahead and say something to Pastor Brian?
Hey, CL. Good to hear from you again.
Hey, Becky, my friend. How are you?
I am great, and I just wanted to let everyone know that, the movie is so good, and we have such a problem with racism. I think it is worse than I have ever known. I grew up in Colorado, so I didn't have this race issue, but now we live in Alabama, and it just seems so thick with hatred here. And I am so excited about the movie and about reaching out to the, people of color in our area. I think this movie is going to be a wonderful door that is going to open up race relations and just turn this country around, and I'm just really excited about it. And CL, if you could just take a minute, can you tell the listeners about the Coalition of American Voices? Because that's
absolutely
so important for people to understand.
Absolutely, I will, Becky, and thank you so much for mentioning it. And there is a fellow in Becky's area, his name is K. Carl Smith, who is also in the film. We have spared no expense to go to all parts of the United States filming this, getting the voices of black conservatives and people like Glenn Beck into this film. Even Andrew Breitbart is in this film. The Coalition of American Voices is just that. It, and I invite all of you to go to thecoalitionofamericanvoices.org. Read the petition. This is not an online petition. This is a manifesto that we want you to sign so that we can place it into the hands of select congressmen and personalities around our country. We want to send a statement. We want to make a declaration that we as conservatives are tired of being slapped around by the left as racist and having our
tax dollars
pay for it in the process. And who we are targeting as our whipping boys will be the so-called Congressional Black Caucus. You may not realize it, but your tax dollars are funding the very people who are slapping you around. We want answers as to why this administration will allow congressional members to say things that are unbridled and unchecked against the American citizenry. That's what the Coalition of American Voices are using as their first platform. But not only that, we are gathered together so that any one of us, as a coalition of voices around our country, who happen to face a situation that indeed need us to stand together, can call on us. It is imperative that everyone under the sound of my voice right now go to the website, The Coalition of American Voices. There are many signatures that we have not yet posted. We are approaching about 25,000. I need about 100,000 to 200,000 so that we can actually make a statement now. And so that's what this is about. Becky's an integral part of this. We want you to become an integral part of this. And anyone who would like to be a part of it, go to my website or just take down my email address. It is onenationbacktogod@rocketmail.com. onenationbacktogod@rocketmail.com. We want to hear from you. If we are to change and save our country, take it back, and we're not talking about to the 1850s, we need to take it back and be the moral example that we once were, the city on the hill, the salt of the earth, who we are. That's America.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Bryant. And I hear Paul speaking, Miss Barbara.
Absolutely. This is glorious.
Well, God is so good. We have had such amazing guests. And hopefully, Pastor Bryant, you can come back on. And Becky, we'd love to have you. I know Kaylin Jones and Miss Barbara, if there's anything they can do to try to get it to the Wiregrass area, please contact them. I'm sure they would love to help if at all possible. And Don, and I know you're going to do your best to promote that. You're already probably already doing that, Don.
I already am. You know me too
well. It's always good. It's always good to have our National Tea Party coordinator for Tea Party Patriots on with us, and so we're just always so grateful. And to Pastor Bryant, you know, it's really amazing that, you know, this is what sets people like you and Dr. King apart, is you are so humble, and I know it stems from the love for the Savior who saved you, and you can tell the difference. And, you know, really, Jesus loves us all. It doesn't matter what color
yes.
we are. And I think
yes.
if people can just remember that very beginning, it's not about color. It's about
yes.
loving your first love. I think it makes all the difference, and I'm sure that's what you share.
We come to serve and not to be served. And unfortunately, what happens to so many who have fallen by the wayside in our particular movement is they got caught up in the egos and the jockeying for position. The only thing that I can pray is that God will use me for his glory and honor. And this is the one question that I want to leave all of you with, and it is this. What are you prepared to do to save this God-given land that we have enjoyed so freely over a 235-year period? Yes, there have been times of horrendous era in our country, but reliving the wounds, the distaste of the past does not do anything but breed anger, bitterness, and resentment. There is nothing we can do about Kunta Kinte's foot being cut off. There's nothing we can do about the tyranny of King George that drove the pilgrims here on the Mayflower. And there is nothing we can do to uncrack any whips that were cracked in America's past. But what we can do, we can move forward toward a destiny that truly God knew we could and should have as Americans, every one of us, because for whatever reason, he has placed all of us in this great land of America together, and it is truly the home of the brave and the land of the free, and we thank God for all of that.
Indeed. And in closing, I'd just like to say how much we appreciate this time with all the guests that came on. And Pastor Brian, we're so glad that you came on, because I'm going to put the entire one-hour program with Dr. King with yours so that, you know, the listeners can get the entire picture. This is what God makes. As you said, you know, we have no time. We have no room for egos. And, you know, the abortion issue, which has murdered so many unborn, they're going
yes.
beyond that. Even if you are born, they're now trying to murder the mind of a child. Becky, you made a stand against the Common Core standards. We know it for what it is. It's going to be indoctrination coming from Washington, D.C., molestation of the innocent one's minds. And I just, it's really horrible when God tells us, you know, it's better to hang a millstone around our neck. And so, parents, please awaken. It is time. They are after your children. And we thank God for all the light that, you know, Pastor Bryant is trying to shine through, and Dr. King and all the rest. And we hope that you will partner with them. Go to their websites. But most of all, we need to give it to the King, the mighty King, who all things are possible, he said, if we believe. And if you don't mind, Pastor Bryant, would you close the story in prayer?
Yes, I would certainly love to do that. If you all would, wherever you are, bow your heads now reverently before our Creator. Our Father and our God, name above all names, worthy of all praise, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for these faithful women, these faithful men, who are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And only you know why our paths have crossed, and only you know what that purpose is meant for. But now we ask you, in your perfection, in your omniscience, knowing all things, to reveal to us your true and your perfect will, so that we may serve you in spirit and in truth, and turn the faces of a once faithful people, a country that revered your name. We pray that we may have the courage and the strength to turn their faces back toward home. Also, God, we ask you to give our hands the strength to war against our enemies. As David called upon you, we pray in the spirit of David that you give us the courage and the strength to face down the Philistines that are facing us in this world. We pray that we don't shrink to the right or to the left, But we ask you, Master, in the name of the great prophet, that our eyes will be opened, that we can see that so many more are for us than those who are against us. And, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus now, our Lord, our Savior, the Redeemer of mankind, who paid a bitter price on Calvary's hill, that we will be a shining example to the world. Let our light so shine that men will see our good works and glorify not our name, but our Father, which is in heaven. We'll be careful to give you the praise. We'll be careful to give you the honor. And all glory is yours. In his name, the crucified one, but yet now risen from the grave and sitting on the right hand of power, who we expect right soon to appear for those who love his appearing. In Jesus' name, we pray. Bless this Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for this vehicle. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, and Pastor Bryant. And we just want to ask the listeners to please share the podcast of the program, which should be available within a few minutes after the segment runs out. Go to www.cityonahill.tv and let God's light shine for all the world to see that he is good and his love endures forever. Join us next week on the 19th. We're going to have Tea Party Italia with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute talking about socialism. So God bless you, and may God shine his face upon you. Thank you for listening to City on a Hill Radio Show. Goodbye.